Report, pro-migration Catholic leader complains about surge in New York City. By Nick Gilbertson on August 10, 2022. Officials in Texas are sending too many migrants to Catholic Charities' street address in New York, the leader of the pro-migration group said Tuesday. But, as Crux reported on Wednesday, a federal official said the migrants were given that address after they asked for it. Migrants who are provisionally released must provide an address and have strict immigration reporting requirements, including checking with Immigration and Customs Enforcement for further processing once they reach their destination. Migrants are provided with forms to update their addresses once they reach their final destination. Catholic Charities is a nationwide, government-funded group that has taken a leading role in helping the current wave of illegal migrants get jobs and homes throughout the United States. On Tuesday, the executive director of Catholic Charities of New York, Monsignor Kevin Sullivan, testified in front of the New York City Council. He said that the charitable organization had assisted some 1,100 migrants in New York in the past month, according to Crux, a Catholic Church-focused newspaper. Per Crux, Sullivan claimed, "The chaos, which angers me, is we've seen over 200 documents that have been issued by immigration authorities in Texas listing our office as residences of these individuals. We are frightened that they're going to miss court appearances because they're not going to get notices that they have to show up." Sullivan's accusations come as Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, has been shipping illegal aliens to Democrat-run sanctuary cities. In a statement, Abbott recently noted that, because of President Biden's continued refusal to acknowledge the crisis caused by his open border policies, the state of Texas has had to take unprecedented action to keep our communities safe, adding, in addition to Washington, D.C., New York City is the ideal destination for these migrants, who can receive the abundance of city services and housing that Mayor Eric Adams, D., has boasted about within the sanctuary city. I hope he follows through on his promise of welcoming all migrants with open arms so that our overrun and overwhelmed border towns can find relief. In recent months, several thousand illegal border crossers have made their way to the Big Apple, some of whom have come by way of buses ordered by Abbott while others have been shipped by the Biden administration, as the New York Post reported. Breitbart News recently captured an exclusive video, seen below, of a bus arriving in New York City from Texas. The bus carried about 5 women, up to 10 children, and dozens of men between the ages of 20 to 40. Adams has turned to the federal government for assistance, imploring for additional federal resources immediately as the influx of migrants has left the city scrambling to accommodate them. On Monday, the New York Post reported that the city is aiming to establish a massive housing and processing facility at an unspecified building in Midtown Manhattan. On Thursday, the New York City Department of Homeless Services, DHS, requested that the city's nonprofit shelter operators prepare and submit plans to operate the facility, which must have sufficient space to hold up to 600 households, wrote Nolan Hicks of the Post. He continued, "The charities must submit their plans to DHS by Wednesday and, if selected, they must be ready to have the facility up and operating by next Monday, August 15th. According to a copy of the 6-page request for proposals that DHS officials transmitted last week. The document adds that the agency has identified an unspecified building for the facility but adds that the nonprofits can pitch their own location, provided it remains in the neighborhood. A budget was not listed in the 6-page DHS document, though charities are directed to come up with one. On July 25th, Adams noted that city officials are looking at the potential of emergency shelters and hotels and other facilities for the surge of border crossers making their way to his city. He also submitted that all New Yorkers would be significantly affected by thousands of migrants flooding in. Everyone's block is going to be impacted by this, Adams said. And so we have to add our advocacy with our ability to help our neighbors. We need everyone on board with this. Our schools are going to be impacted. Our healthcare system is going to be impacted. Our infrastructure is going to be impacted," he continued. His office has taken aim at Abbott, stating the Texas governor is using illegal border crossers as political pawns by sending them to sanctuary cities. Abbott has invited him to the border. They're up in arms about a few thousand people coming into their communities over the past few months. Listen, in any one sector in the state of Texas, we have more than 5,000 people coming across in that sector every single day, he told Fox News last week.